You're listening to a podcast from the Cinema Geekly Podcast Network. We're the geeks you deserve and the ones you need right now.
Welcome to Hear the Walking Dead, Cinema Geekly's all-encompassing omnibus Walking Dead podcast. It's Anthony and Aurora, and we are finally back to keep talking about The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon, The Book of Carol.
Yes. Listen, what's important is that it's still 2024.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this show ended in early November. So you know what? It's not that long ago.
It ended
a month ago. And we're, look, sometimes people get busy with life. Okay. Yeah. Wasn't our intention, but here we are. We're going to talk about episodes 4 and 5.
And listen, if you stop watching the show, this is your motivation to go back and watch.
Honestly, right?
Episodes. Yes.
Or if you're one of those people, and you shouldn't be this person, but let's be honest, some of those people are out there. If you're one of those people who are just like, I don't know what to think about a show until Aurora and Anthony tell me how to feel about
a
show.
Exactly.
Now you can finally know how to feel about the last 3 episodes.
Exactly. So you're welcome.
Basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. You shouldn't be that person. Like we at best, we should be, or even at worst, we should just be kind of a companion piece to that, or at least a suggestion guide as to maybe what to check out and what not to check out. But everyone should always sort of watch things and make up their minds for themselves. Yeah. It's just fun to listen to other people's points of view on things. Anyway, we're not going to be talking about all 3 episodes today. We're just going to talk about 4 and 5 to keep things a little more simple. And we're going to start with episode 4, Paradise for You, except in French. And I can't pronounce it, so I'm not going to embarrass myself. Except all the other times I'm going to embarrass myself by saying French words that are part of the recap of the episodes. So last time we saw Carol, she was hanging out with Janae, and she was ready to storm the castle to, well, Janae thought, you know, she was going to help her storm the castle. But really, Carol's just looking for Daryl. But joke was on Carol, because Janae was planning to have her storm the castle. But
I mean, I do like this analogy of her storming the castle and the idea that Daryl is the princess.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Carol is Mario in this scenario.
Yes.
And except Mario is working with Bowser to get into the castle.
Anyway. I will play that game.
Yeah. The Mario Bowser team up we've all been waiting for. Carol is going to help Janae storm the castle, just, you know, as a undead amplified walker. She just didn't know. They shoot a whole bunch of them, except Carol is smart and doesn't get hit, but plays dead and escapes to the nest on an ATV with Codrone, who is chained to the back for the walkers to eat. Fun. Upon being released, Codrone defends the nest for Laurent's sake after Isabel refuses to tell Lo Sang where to find Laurent and attacks him. He stabs her. After Carol saves her from an amper, Isabel helps Carol to find Daryl, who convinces a frightened young man to release him. And Daryl and Carol are reunited. Isabel dies in Daryl's arms after making him promise to look after Laurent, and the pair escape from the nest as it falls to Janae. Janae interrogates Lo Sang, who refuses to help her. She argues that if she finds Laurent, God must favor her instead of him. Tracking Laurent and Falou, Daryl and Carol meet Theo and Dee Dee, an elderly couple who provide the other two with a car. As Daryl works on getting another car running, Dee Dee, who thinks that Carol is actually Isabel, offers Carol comfort about Carol's losses and mentions that Laurent said Daryl loves Isabel. Theo betrays Daryl and Carol to Janae, leading to a battle where both Dee Dee and Janae's forces are killed. Carol shoots Janae with her own Amper serum, resulting in Janae's death. With Janae dead, Sabine and Pouvoir, I think I did pretty good with that French word.
Yeah, that
turned,
was good.
Thank you so much. turned to Lo Zhang, who preaches forgiveness and unites the two factions in the hunt for Laurent, who will lead them to the promised land. Oh my God, that's kind of like the title of the episode. Kind of, sort of. Aurora, what did you think of episode 4?
Wow, a lot of death.
So much.
A lot of dead characters that I was not expecting at all.
Well, we don't have to worry about the whole love triangle thing.
It was still awkward, though. So I enjoyed the episode. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have a little bit of issue with the writing in this show. Because there are some things that I just don't make sense to me.
Okay.
And I feel like we built up this relationship between Daryl and Isabel so much that it felt like she was going to be a, you know, main character.
Yeah. Yep.
And the fact that as soon as Carol reunites with him, she dies.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, was she just like a stand-in?
Yeah, I don't know.
Until Carol got here?
Honestly, I hated it.
Right?
It just felt so, like, the Daryl and Isabel thing, to me, was one of the few things in this season that felt good and, like, well done. And I was kind of invested in it and actually kind of felt happy for Daryl. And for everything to just fall apart the way it did felt very dismissively. And it's like, oh, okay, the real Isabel is here now. Like, we can get rid of this other one. So, yeah, it just sort of felt like maybe a, like, I don't think that was the intention, maybe, but she felt like a stand-in until, like, Carol showed up.
100%. 100%. And the way that, you know, you could see that there is, you know, a scene where Daryl seems, you know, broken about it. And we see later, you know, that he's sad about it. But it just feels weird that he's like, in some instances, like, joking around with Carol. Or, like, it feels like they're back to their relationship. And
yeah, he moved on quickly.
Yeah, it just feels very weird. And I did not appreciate that then they encounter this older couple that are so in love, and she thinks that Carol is Isabel, and they're kind of like making, it felt like they were making like a comparison between that couple and Daryl and Carol.
Yeah.
And it's just like literally after this other woman died, and I was just like, what are we trying to accomplish here?
Yeah, the show moved on from it like so quick, and it's like, oh, you two are like an old married couple.
Right.
And like they kind of are. Like I still don't think they're going to push towards a romantic relationship between them. I still think it's some sort of bonded friendship or whatever, but it just felt like they moved on so quick from it. One thing I'll say about this show is there is no, like, I guess the real villain all along is the distance between here and home, I guess, because over the next several episodes, I will say this, over the next several episodes, we just go through bad guys. Like, they don't survive. There is no one bad guy at the end of the season that I know of. Like, everybody dies off in this show quickly. We thought Janae was like the big bad, but she doesn't make it out of the house of this old couple. I will say this. I was bummed in the end that, and it worked within the character of Theo. Like, we were briefly introduced to him, but the stuff that we learned about him, I guess it does fit with the character. But there was a part of me that was really just hoping, like, oh, they just meet a really old, nice couple who helped them out, and then that's it.
Yeah.
And we were so close to that. But there's a bit near the beginning where, like, Daryl and Theo are talking, and Theo's telling him about, like, you know, his family's lived here for four generations, and essentially insinuates, like, we get by just appeasing whoever rolls through into town. If it's Americans, mm-hmm. we help them. If it's the Nazis, right. we help them. And I'm like, uh-oh.
That, yeah. Yes.
That seems...
Red flag.
That seems like a bit of a red flag. And it does come through, like, in the end, yeah. Where he snitches them out. Although his lady, Dee Dee, she was awesome throughout.
Yeah, she was great. She was so wonderful.
She was great. Like, that moment between her and Carol...
When yeah, that she was notices, my favorite part.
That was such yeah. a beautiful scene. Yep. I thought that was yep. so good. And there was another, when Daryl and Carol reunite, they had a great scene together yeah. too. Like, it was a really great reunion. It wasn't the best scene. Like, I think the Carol and Dee Dee scene was the best in this the episode. Best.
And me being a long time Walking Dead fan.
Mm-hmm.
That I saw that scene, and when she hugged, I immediately thought, what's gonna happen? Is she gonna kill her?
Yeah.
Is there gonna be something in the barn that's awful? Like, and, I start thinking all those things.
And no, she just comforted her and
yeah.
let Carol cry nice. Out a little bit. And then she's just like, I got through this. You're gonna get through this too.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
was just a beautiful little moment.
Yes.
And
yes.
then Theo screws it up, and even Dee Dee's like, you foolish old man.
Yes.
Like, yeah. what are you doing? Like, he's trying to, he feels like this is going to protect him and Dee Dee, but ultimately it doesn't. They end up shooting Dee Dee and killing mm-hmm. her, so his own mm-hmm. actions come back to haunt him. But yeah, that's Janae goes out in a gross, horrible way to end yeah, things
very,
out.
Very, very resting evil way.
Gotta love how Lo Sang is just like, hey, all's forgiven at the end.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're all a team now. And everyone's just like, mm-hmm. okay. I'm like, boy, that
everybody
really...
looks at each other like, what?
There's so many, like, Walking Dead is full of these moments. And they're so, like, we've talked about them a million times. And it just, mm-hmm. they become more and more obvious to me. Maybe they just stick out more. I'm mm-hmm. sure they're in everything. But, like, Carol in the ATV with Codrone, they're driving up to the castle, but the place they're trying to go through is blocked, and like Janae's group fires a mortar which happens to hit right where they are, which right. blows open the door, and they're like, oh right. sweet, let's go right, right on in.
Yes. Yeah, I will say that there was something that pissed me off, and it's very small in this episode.
Okay.
But right before Janae dies, mm-hmm. she tells Carol about how she saw her husband die.
Yeah.
And she's like, have you ever experienced something like that? And I was like, are you kidding me with that line?
I mean, she hasn't watched the show.
We're in the zombie apocalypse. But we are in the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, sure.
Everyone has gone through this.
Yeah. Have you seen something like that? Yeah. Every
yes.
day.
Yes. I live here in this world. Yes.
I've seen that and like worse somehow.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen it and done it.
Like... she's like, I'm really sorry you saw your husband get chewed up by a walker, but let me tell you about this time my group got stopped by this guy named Negan, and he made mm-hmm. us all kneel down in front of him with a barbed wire baseball bat, and he just like
right.
caved in some people's heads with it.
Yes. 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 Yes.
That don't was tell me. Don't ask that me was one day.
Yes. Yes. Don't ask me if I've seen someone get bit by a walker. Yes, I have.
Girl. Anyway, what would you, any final thoughts on episode 4, and what would you give it?
I gave it a 3.5.
Yeah, okay. I gave this 3.75. I almost gave this a 4. Mm-hmm. This is one of the more enjoyable episodes this season.
Yeah.
I really liked it. By and large, yeah. There was a couple and of
especially
really great
that
moments.
That scene where they go through the neighborhood and he's just saying hi to all the neighbors.
Oh my God, I love that. Also, I love that he's like, let me put on my walking boots, then makes Daryl haul him around in a wheelbarrow.
Yes.
And Daryl's like, good thing he put on his walking boots. That was so great. And he's just like, you know, hey, like, oh my God, this is the baker. He never used to talk. Like, he's way louder now than he ever used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, this is so charming and adorable. And Daryl's like,
he would get along with Princess.
Yes. Right? Daryl's like, why don't you just bury him? And he's like, look at me, I'm old. He's like, you think I'm gonna like dig? Like,
oh
no.
My God. Oh my God, now that you mentioned that, I have to talk about this.
Okay.
Before we move on to the next episode. Sure. When when Dee Dee dies, and then Daryl and Carol bury her.
Yeah.
And this guy's sitting there just crying, and they just walk away.
Yeah.
After they're buried. I was like, what is this? This seems so insensitive.
I mean, he did rat them out to Janae.
He did, but I mean...
And it's also kind of a backstabby thing too, because like everyone in the neighborhood, like he basically, like these are his friends for the most part, except for that. Yeah. Oh my God, the one guy though. How is that the one guy that they get the car from, or like the car parts from?
That
guy seems like such a sad story too. Like he's got dementia or something. Maybe like he doesn't remember.
Oh yeah, he doesn't
anything.
Remember things. Yeah.
How does he survive there?
That's a very good question.
Like, there just must be mornings where he wakes up and it's like, oh my God, what's happened to everything?
I mean, some people say ignorance is bliss. I guess. It's true for that guy.
I don't know. Maybe in that Adam Sandler movie, 50 First Dates, where that girl just has like short-term memory
or
whatever. Like, that's adorable. But this must be like horrific. Like, there's just some mornings where he wakes up and it's just like... He went to sleep thinking it's normal, and then he wakes up and it's the apocalypse.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
That must be horrifying. Anyway, I ended up liking this. There's some great scenes. I love Dee Dee got so many great scenes. The scene where she's talking to Janae and is basically like, you're kind of Hitler. She was like, she's like talking about, like, you know, I knew some people that like put some kids on trains too, or like looking for kids and they put them on trains. It was just, she's like, you think that's who I am? And I'm like, I mean,
well,
like maybe not exactly, but like you're given the vibes.
Yeah, okay? You're close.
The vibes are there. Okay. So let's talk about episode 5. To want is to be able, except in French. Just imagine what that, just Google Translate that, everybody. Daryl and Carol find Ash missing. They find him missing. A man caught in Ash's trap begs Carol to euthanize him, and he does at the Demimonde, now run by Anna, which I forgot all about this club or whatever. I forgot that there's just some people living a normal life somehow. Yeah. Like with
having shows, like just going to shows,
music and shows, and like everyone's dressed all fancy, and I'm like, wow, I forgot about this place. Which you think I wouldn't, because it's so different from everything else we've ever seen. Anyway, Daryl and Carol learn that Pouvoir has fallen in the aftermath of Genet's death, with some of the guerrières joining Lo Sang, but others are working at the club. The duo tracks Ash to Maison Mire, which has also fallen, where he has become trapped by a herd and knocked unconscious while trying to get fuel for his plane. Daryl turns two zombified guerriers into amped up zombies, and they get rid of the herd. Is that what they do? I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like that. Yeah.
A remorseful Caudron surrenders to Falou's community, revealing the nest's fall to them. Everything's falling, everybody. when Lo Sang shows up looking for Laurent, Caudron helps him escape to the Demimonde, while Falou's people reject Lo Sang. The crowd applauds as Falou explains that if Laurent needs proof, then Lo Sang lacks real faith, which, you know, burn, you got him. If you need proof, like, then faith isn't your thing. Lo Sang appears at the Demimonde and pursues his quarry to the catacombs of Paris. Caudron kills Dr. Lefleur, who I don't even remember who that is, and defeats Jacinta, but she survives. Daryl nearly loses to Lo Sang, who I had no idea had any fighting skills whatsoever, but then kills him with a skull before he and Caudron make peace with one another. Anna provides the fuel to the plane, or the plane that Anna provides the fuel that the plane needs. Just reworking my English lessons from when I was like six. But Ash, furious after Carol admits the truth, I'm really struggling, reveals that his plane holds only three people, which is one more than I thought it held to begin with, meaning that someone must stay behind. Mm-hmm. What did you think of episode five?
Again, people dying that I was not expecting.
Yep, everything people falling. Dying. People, locations.
They're wrapping things up very quickly.
Yes.
Where to start? Well, that scene with the herd, I rewound three times.
Yeah.
Because
just to try to figure out what happened?
Yeah, like the first time it happened, I was like, wait, what? I went back, saw it again, and I was like, wait, what?
They just like all explode.
They all explode. Yes.
I don't understand.
My conclusion was that I guess they were all like they had the same thing that or something similar that killed Janae. Mm-hmm. And like we were talking in The Walking Dead, things happened in the right time.
I mean, yeah, in this case, in the back of the, like, in the car that Ash got into, just so happened to have, like, the serum and gun stuff, like, in the back seat.
Exactly.
Very well timed.
Yes, yes. And I, you know, throughout this episode, because I feel like in this episode, we moved around a lot between places. And throughout the episode, I was like, how far away are these places from each other? I feel like people get, you know, to places really fast. And I know that there's some distance here. So anyway, I just feel like it's the kind of rushing things. And I know that, you know, we just have one episode left, but it felt very rushed, everything in this episode.
They're moving along pretty quickly here.
Yes, yes. And I was trying to think about Lo San and the things that he has done.
Yeah.
I know that he's very into finding Laurent and using him for his own personal faith journey, whatever.
Yeah.
Has he done anything else that's horrible?
Prior to, like, him taking control of the nest?
Right.
Not really?
Like, has he killed people?
I think so, yeah. Like, but, like, in pursuit of this
because,
goal or whatever.
The reason why I'm asking is because I felt like his death was very brutal. Like, I can see, you know, someone killing the governor or Negan like that because they're like very evil,
notorious characters, long-standing,
right? Yeah. Right. And I was like trying to think about Lo Sang as like, what else has he done that merits this brutal takedown? So maybe I'm forgetting something, but I just felt like it was
like, nothing. He's been
pretty,
like
pretty rough for what he's done.
For our intents and purposes, he's been like a bad guy for like 4 hours. Like, you know, like I, you know, these are not really great villains. Like Janae was at least a villain for like a season and for almost two seasons, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I get sure. But like Lo Sang is just like, pff, whatever. Like I thought Daryl was going to like run through him. Like he didn't seem like anything to me. And then it's like, oh, he can fight, I guess. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
I guess he... I don't know. I thought it would have been like I'm sitting there watching the fight scene and all I can think of is like, you know, sometimes it's fun to just like have a scene like in Deadpool and Wolverine where they set up this fight between Wolverine and Sabretooth and like act like it's going to be this big thing. And then Wolverine just decapitates him with one shot and like that's it. And it's like sometimes it's okay to do that. Like, you know, Lo Sang takes his stance with his staff and Daryl's like swinging his little mace around and like he comes at him and then he just hits him with like one shot and Lo Sang's done. Like, perfect. Let's move on. I didn't care. I didn't need all the extra hullabaloo there. I was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like this episode less than the previous one. They were kind of just moving on through to things. This is probably not meant to, I was going to say probably not meant to be a laugh line. I know it wasn't meant to be a laugh line.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Or a laugh
line. I know what you're going to say.
Do you? Because yes. It wasn't actually a line. But it was, for me, it was Falou's speech to...
Oh, okay.
It was Falou's speech to Lo Sang. Like, I mean, obviously, like, that's a very obvious line to drop. Like, if you need proof, then, like, you know, that you don't actually have belief, which is, yes, that is true. But, like, it was the one person, because I didn't know what they were going to, I didn't know what they were doing. It was just the one person who starts, like... Like, I thought they were slow clapping, like, applause. And I'm like, what is this? And then they ended up, like, stomping and clapping, like, a raw thing. But I did not know that at first. And it just felt like a slow clap, like, in a movie. Where it's like, woo, yeah, that's a great point, Falou. We didn't think of that, but you made him think of that.
Yes, yes, yes.
I just thought it was a slow clap applause, and I just cracked up because I'm like, what is happening right now? And then I'm like, oh, I see what they are riled up, but they weren't applauding him. But that's not what it felt like, an applause line.
No, I thought you were going to say something about another line.
Oh, what's the line you're thinking of?
Because in the episode, so there's a moment where Daryl is talking to Hannah, is the woman at the mall?
Yeah.
And she asked him, she's like, are you going to take Laurent to America?
Mm-hmm.
And Daryl is like, yeah, that's the plan. And I don't remember what else she says, but she's like, she cheers to him and she's like, yeah, I mean, at least you guys don't vote for fascists. And I was like, oh.
LOL.
I was like, wow.
That's very funny. Actually,
that's very interesting.
I do love, like, when Lo Sang and his men show up there at the Demomond and Anna's like, you guys go. Like, I'll make sure they're distracted. And the distraction is just like like women like dancing and grinding in their way. Like the dude tries to go up the steps and she puts her leg up on the steps and starts dancing. And that guy's like, oh, what do I do? There's a woman in my way.
Yeah. Yes.
I thought that was
that was very funny.
I thought that was awesome. It's like, we're going to distract them with dance.
Yeah. And I thought me trying to, you know, make the plot a little bit interesting in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It was like when they get to her office or whatever, and they're like looking for Daryl and Laurent, and they figure out that they escaped through like a secret passage to the catacombs. I thought that they were tricking them, and that they, you know, they went through the catacombs, but that Daryl and Laurent were actually hiding somewhere in the office.
Yeah, like they just get it from behind the desk.
Yeah. But that wasn't the case. And I loved that passage had all the necessary flashlights for everybody to have one.
Of course.
To navigate the catacombs. That was really thoughtful.
I mean, the catacombs are really dark, so you do need flashlights.
But I love how everybody went in and every single person got like a flashlight or a lantern or something.
And also,
everybody had one.
Also, there was a bottle of Dasani and a turkey sandwich.
Some snacks. Yeah.
A turkey sandwich and a Ziploc bag for to take.
Very thoughtful. Very thoughtful.
There was some goldfish crackers. It was very sweet. So what would you give episode 5 if you have no further thoughts?
I give it a 3.5 too. I feel like at least these two episodes had enough, even though there were some questionable lines and stuff in the script and the plot, I still felt entertained, which was kind of like my criticism to the previous episodes, that I didn't feel as engaged. So at least in these ones, I felt like I wanted to watch and see what happened.
Yeah.
And I really liked the scene between Ash and Carol when she comes clean and his reaction, because that's the reaction I wanted. from him. I would have been disappointed if he was like, okay, that's fine. Like his, you know, his reaction was, I think, what is expected.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that the end, you know, they end with this kind of like dun 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 of there's not enough room for all of them. Is enough for me to like watch the next episode and see what happens.
Yeah, Paris, we have a problem.
Yes.
I think is what Ash says.
Yeah, he did. Yes.
And we completely just go over, like, there was a, there is a, we missed completely the whole, like, Carol sort of, like, telling Ash thing, right? About the, and Ash has a very... That was this episode, right? Where he blows up at Carol.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that was very fair. It was all Ash dishing out and Carol trying to rationalize and him being like, no, you don't get to do that. What you did was shitty. Like, you're shitty. What you did was shitty. I can't imagine why you would even do this. Like, you don't, like, did you even think about all the stuff I gave up? Like, to do this?
Yeah, like, he had literally paradise in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
His property is, like, what everybody aspires to have
in
this world, and he left it all behind, including the things of, you know, that he had from his son to help her do this. So, yeah.
Yeah, and she was just like, it's not an excuse, it's just an explanation, and he's like, yeah, but that doesn't make it right or good, or, like, you know, he... Honestly, that was... I really enjoyed that because, like, that's what it should have been. Because Carol was absolutely shitty, and he was like, "You're absolutely shitty," and there was no defense of the television show of that. It was just like, "Yep, she was."
Yep, she was.
So at least, at least we've cleared that air. I give this a 3.5 as well. I honestly, the final stretch hasn't been that bad. Better than I thought. Not as good as last season, but. At least it feels like we are on a road for something. I have no idea what we're going to get now because I don't know. Like, I guess Jacinta's still alive. Maybe she's the bad guy, I guess, now. They're just falling quickly. We'll see if she makes it through to the next episode or past the next. I doubt she makes it past the next episode, honestly. But
I will like to make a prediction.
Okay.
And I hope I'm wrong, but we know that someone has to stay behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like the show is going to find a way that, I mean, maybe not because Daryl and Carol don't know how to fly a plane.
But, oh, definitely.
But I feel like they're going to find a way that Ash stays behind.
Oh.
They're going to screw him over. I feel like that's going to happen.
I mean, maybe. He's definitely not happy with them.
No.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything for you because I was telling you I'm 22 minutes into the
episode 6.
So I do know some things. So I'm not going to make any predictions because...
Okay. Okay.
I actually don't know who stays behind. That hasn't been revealed to me yet. But I have a good idea of who it's going to be. So I don't want to spoil... I don't want to say anything just because... Like,
I mean, in the preview, there's a moment that Carol is like, I'm staying behind. So
That doesn't surprise me.
Are you Carol?
But are you really?
Are you really?
But that wouldn't surprise me. My money is, of course, is on Daryl staying behind because, of course, that's the move that he would make.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll just swim home or whatever, which, you know, I wouldn't put past him.
If there's someone that could do that, it's Daryl Dixon.
Yeah. He'll come back riding on like a blue whale. Or something.
He just turns into the Daryl Dixon survivor.
Yeah. He's like, walkers can't get these things. Wrote it all the way back to America. I'm good. We're friends now.
That'll be amazing.
Yeah. I found a saddle. We're good. Anyway, that's the podcast for this week. Head on over to cinemageekly.com where you can check out the archives of the show. And of course, this is a listener-supported podcast, and there are some ways you can help out there if you'd like. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/cinemageekly. We also have a merch store, geeklymerch.com. Links for those are in the show notes for this episode. And, of course, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Pocket Casts, anywhere you find a good podcast. Just search for Hear the Walking Dead. Hit subscribe. And that way you can join us next time, where we will be discussing the season 2 finale of The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon, The Book of Carol, entitled, from French to English, Goodbye, Children.